USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Seven deaths are now being blamed on severe winter weather in Buffalo, New York. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz raised the death toll by four at a morning news conference. He said some victims were discovered in stranded cars, while others were found on the street in snowbanks. At least two people died Friday night when emergency medical personnel could not reach their homes. Poloncarz said around 500 people were trapped in their vehicles due to blizzard conditions on Friday and Saturday. Storm-related deaths have also been reported in Kansas, Colorado, Kentucky, Missouri, Ohio, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. The latest on the winter weather system from meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service, where he says things are getting better.
Main impacts now are still seeing some lake effect snow, primarily off of Lake Erie near Buffalo and then off of Lake Ontario. And it's still cold over a lot of the eastern part of the country, but not as extreme of cold as we saw yesterday and the day before.
In one part of King Charles' first Christmas address to the world, he spoke how each and every one of us can make a difference in others' lives.
It is a belief in the extraordinary ability of each person to touch with goodness and compassion the lives of others, and to shine a light in the world around them.
It's Christmas Day and gas prices are up slightly. AAA has today's nationwide average of $3.10 a gallon. Drivers in Hawaii are the only ones seeing averages over $5 a gallon, while the lowest price can be found in Texas at $2.64. A Rhode Island man is facing charges for trying to sneak gun parts through a security checkpoint at JFK Airport. Guns were artificially concealed in smooth, creamy jars of peanut butter. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Target issued a recall of more than 200,000 weighted blankets after two children in North Carolina died from asphyxiation. The girls ages 4 and 6 died in Camp Lejeune after they were trapped in the blankets in April. Target urged people who bought the 6-pound Pillow Fort brand blankets to stop using them immediately and contact the store. New York Governor Kathy Hochul just minutes ago held a presser thanking all those who are keeping people safe.
I'm grateful for your service. I think of your efforts in heroic terms to all the plow drivers, the first responders. I am in awe of what you are doing.
Many folks are still battling the weather here on Christmas Day. California is releasing staggering numbers about the state's opioid crisis. Governor Gavin Newsom's office announced that this year alone, nearly 30,000 pounds of fentanyl was seized in the state. That amount not only has an estimated street value of over $230 million, it's also reportedly enough to kill every person in North America twice over. Vietnam veteran in Massachusetts can call himself lucky for life. Raymond Roberts Sr. matched the first five numbers on six tickets he bought for a Lucky for Life drawing. He played a combination of anniversary dates and birthdays as his numbers, the same ones he's been playing in lottery games for more than 20 years. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.